I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Easter celebrations end, many Christians around the world are taking up their crosses to follow Christ. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says that the last 5 years have marked a significant rise in persecution of Christians.
There's more Christians in the Middle East. So yes, there are more Christians who are facing persecution. The church is growing in China. So yes, there are more Christians who are potentially arrested or beaten or put in prison. So that there's a good news side to that story, like the church is growing, so there's more persecution. But there's a bad news side too, because that means there's more of our brothers and sisters who are suffering.
According to the recent World Watch list from Open Doors, more than 380 million Christians face very high persecution. You can support the persecuted church through consistent and specific prayer. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Prisoners for Christ's International Bible Institute provides discipleship training for prisoners in developing countries. For example, authorities in Nigeria are taking notice, according to PFC President Greg Von Tobel.
The good news always gets back to the Department of Corrections headquarters, and they are absolutely thrilled about the changes they're seeing.
Now they're hoping to open more programs. It costs about $23,000 to run an IBI for 6 years.
We're seeing terrorists that might be arrested coming to know Jesus. And so that's the beauty of the IBI, is we're using the current population to win souls.
Learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.